Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Good morning, everyone. It is Owen Farley, and you're listening to Impact 103. It's so awesome again to be with you this Monday. Fantastic. You know, it gives us an opportunity to be real, to challenge the way that we think and be transformed, to change into the very image and likeness of Jesus Christ, which is love. Change, change, change. I'm telling you, change is on my heart. And I must admit, like, when you look at yourself and you try to be real, change needs to happen. If we want to get anywhere in life, if we want to do anything, we have to be able to change, to mold with what comes, to move. But our focus in this program is to be changed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. So let's take a look at the definition for change, because I must admit, when I look at a topic, I love to really understand what it's talking about. Okay, to change means to make something different, to alter it or modify it or replace it with something that's of the same kind that is newer or better. And I like that. I really like that part of it being newer or better because, you know, coming out of the season that we've just been in COVID, I remember God saying to me, he gave me a scripture in Isaiah 43:18. He said, "Do not remember the former things or ponder the things of the past." He was saying, let go of the old. And then he says, listen carefully. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. And that gives me so much hope because God is really making all things new. And I'm excited for that. I'm excited to step into that change. And in this time that I have with you, we're going to do things slightly different. I have something to introduce today. And it's going to be really, really fun. It's a challenge to change. And if you're tired of the new thing, if you're tired of where you are and you realize, man, I've been complacent, even in those things that God has been showing me in this new season, I see where I'm falling short of it, or I'm challenged to be able to step into the new thing that God has given me. Stay tuned because it's going to be an awesome time with you today. And we're just going to challenge those things so that we can see a different result. In Psalms 19, verse 7, it says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, flawless, restoring and refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are reliable and trustworthy, making the simple wise. The precepts of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart, and the commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. They are more desirable than gold. Yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb." I loved that description of the word of God, sweeter than honey, sweeter than honey. And it lastly, it says in verse 11, "Moreover, by them your servant is warned, reminded, illuminated, and instructed. In keeping them, there is great reward." And I love the Word of God. I love this description of the Word of God because the Word of God is my life. I see the benefit and the reward of putting it into practice. You know, so if you know where you get your life from, if you know where you get your help from, knowing that is so essential because you're enabled to face the trials and the tribulations of this life and actually ask God, "Lord, I need help in this area. What do you have to say about it?" And his promises really come to the fore. And this helps me in what we're talking about today. It helps me to change. Okay, when you recognize the truth, when you recognize love and recognize the freedom behind the ways of God, it brings joy to your heart. Why? Because in that moment, your heart is reminded and it is shown the ways of God. It is shown the heart of God. in that moment, your heart becomes like God. That's Anna Golden and Kerry Job with Take It to Jesus. Now, there are some lyrics in there that really speak to me. It says, when your question had no answers and you just can't understand it, when your mind wouldn't stop running and the tears just kept on coming, you didn't have to explain it. He hears you before you can speak. That's good. Come with me. Let's take it to Jesus. You know, and looking at how we can change into the image and likeness of God, we do need to take things straight to Him. We do need to unpack it to Him. And we do need to say, okay, Lord, how are you looking at this situation? How are you understanding it? And renewing our minds with the Word of God. And that's what we're going to challenge ourselves with today. It's going to be a challenge for us to change into who He is in that situation that you're facing. So I want you to listen out to the scriptures that we're going to be reading today. And let me know on our WhatsApp line on 071-364-0376 or on Twitter at Impact103. Let me know which one of these scriptures is really touching your heart. Because the way that we're going to challenge ourselves and the way that we're going to change ourselves is by committing to memory the Word of God in that situation. So if there's a scripture that you hear that you really want to say, okay, Owen, let's together start remembering these scriptures so that we can change ourselves and challenge ourselves to be like Jesus. And because when the enemy tells you you're stuck, that's a lie. You're not stuck. You're not stuck. In Matthew 19:26, it says, with men, this is impossible, but all things are possible with God. And in Philippians 4:13, it says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. We don't have to rely on our own strength. It's the Word of God that is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's the Word of God that is like a fire that consumes everything that will not withstand a test. So this reminds me of time in the book of Zechariah where they were speaking about Joshua, the high priest, and they were talking about Zerubbabel, the king. And they said, and he has this amazing vision and it says, but what are these? What is the sign of this vision? What is the addition of the bowl to the candlestick? This is the vision they had, causing it to yield a ceaseless supply of oil from the olive trees. And this was the word of the Lord saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, whom the oil is a symbol, says the Lord of hosts. It's not by your might, it's not by your power that you can change that situation. But it's by His word. It's by His spirit. And the words that He gives us, the Bible says, are spirit and life. So we're going to commit scripture to memory. So I want you, if something really stands out, if a scripture really stands out, let's together just send me a message. And then let's compile some things that we can actually put into practice and actually learn together. And just make sure that we are equipped when we're facing that situation and it comes back up again. I remember this moment that I had with God where I was facing a situation that it felt like would never, it would never end. I was like, man, I'm going through this and I feel like I'm going around the mountain. I feel like I'm not getting victory over this thing. And man, the Lord took me to this scripture in Zechariah 4, verse 6 and 7 that says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, of whom the oil is a symbol, says the Lord of hosts. And when I had this experience with the Lord in my time with Him, he revealed to me who He was as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And He's roaring. He's roaring over us, and when He roars, the Word of God splits the forest. There's a beautiful scripture. I actually need to find that one. It splits the forest, And it splits those things that separate us from God. It splits those things. It makes a way for us in the wilderness. And this is what God is saying. He says, even when you face trials and tribulations, rejoice, for greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. And in Zechariah 4 verse 7, it says, for who are you, a great mountain of human obstacles, before Zerubbabel, with whom with Joshua had led the return of the exiles from Babylon and was undertaking the rebuilding of the temple. Now, who are we? If we take a look at what the Bible says about who are we are the temple of the Lord. We carry and house the Holy Spirit within inside of us. And here was Joshua and Zerubbabel setting off on this journey to rebuild the temple. They were rebuilding. They were saying, there's something in my life that has to change. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about how we can change into the likeness of Jesus. So take a look. Be real with this and take a look and say, how is it that, what area should I be changing, and how can I actually get to a place where I'm changing? And I love what it says. It says, you shall not become a plain. Now it's talking about the mountain. The mountain shall become a plain and a mere molehill before you. And he shall bring forth the finishing gabblestone of the new temple with the loud shoutings of the people crying, grace, grace to it. In other words, God will bring to completion the work that he is doing inside of you. And he is trying to teach you and show you. The Bible says in 1 John that the Holy Spirit is the one that teaches us everything that we need to know for the plan and the call on our lives. It's a specific thing that he's teaching us. And he's shouting, grace. Grace to it. In other words, you're not going to be able to do it by yourself, but being filled with him, but by being filled with the Holy Spirit, he gives you the power and the ability to overcome. And I must admit, at this point, when I was experiencing this with the Lord, and he had shown me this vision of who he was as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, as the Lord of hosts, fighting for me, God was saying, don't give up. Because I will never give up on you. I believe in you. I know who you are. I created you in a certain way. And just because you've learned things from the world and you've learned things from family members or you've learned things from the society you've been in, that doesn't define you. I want you to retrain yourself. Retrain yourself in the way that you think. Like it says in Romans 12, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's how we're going to change. So let me know if one of these scriptures has really stood out to you, because at the end of our time together, we are going to have this challenge for change. And we're going to commit to memory one of these scriptures that you've heard today and actually start living it and applying it and moving through it. Because as soon as we face a situation and we replace that lie or that negative thought with the word of God, then he starts really working in our lives. And so we're going to put it into practice.